今天的经文在出埃及记的第十六章，就是讲到天上的粮食。
Today, let us open our Bibles to Exodus 16, talking about the bread from heaven.
我相信你们大家都有中文的圣经，你打开，我会请 Mary 姐妹来读英文的圣经。
I trust that all of you have Chinese Bibles, so I will be reading in English.
好，请 Mary 姐妹来读这段很长的经文，希望你在这个故事中可以领受到当年以色列人怎么样领受那从天上来的粮，以至于我们今天已经领受耶稣基督这位天上的真粮的时候，我们可以体验到这位真实的情况。
And so as I read from this very long passage, I want you to meditate back on what it must have been like for the Israelites as they received manna from heaven. And as we contemplate on that, we remember that today we have received the true manna from heaven and what that means for us. Exodus chapter 16, starting from verse 1. And they journeyed from Elim, and all the congregation of the children of Israel came to the wilderness of Sin, which is between Elim and Sinai, on the 15th day of the second month after they departed from the land of Egypt. Then the whole congregation of the children of Israel complained against Moses and Aaron in the wilderness. And the children of Israel said to them, Oh, that we had died by the hand of the Lord in the land of Egypt, when we sat by the pots of meat, and when we ate bread to the full. For you have brought us out into this wilderness to kill this whole assembly with hunger. Then the Lord said to Moses, Behold, I will rain bread from heaven for you, and the people shall go out and gather a certain quota every day, that I may test them whether they will walk in my law or not. And on the sixth day that they shall prepare what they bring in, and it shall be twice as much as they gather daily. Then Moses and Aaron said to all the children of Israel, At evening you shall know that the Lord has brought you out of the land of Egypt, and in the morning you shall see the glory of the Lord, for he hears your complaints against the Lord. But what are we that you complain against us? Also Moses said, This shall be seen when the Lord gives you meat to eat in the evening, and in the morning bread to the full. For the Lord hears your complaints, which you are making against him. And what are we? Your complaints are not against us, but against the Lord. Then Moses said to Aaron, Say to all the congregation of the children of Israel, Come near before the Lord, for he has heard your complaints. Now it came to pass as Aaron spoke to the whole congregation of the children of Israel, that they looked towards the wilderness, and behold, the glory of the Lord appeared in the cloud. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, I have heard the complaints of the children of Israel. Speak to them, saying, At twilight you shall eat meat, and in the morning you shall be filled with bread, and you shall know that I am the Lord your God. So it was that quails came up at evening and covered the camp, and in the morning the dew lay all around the camp. And when the layer of dew lifted, there on the surface of the wilderness was a small round substance as fine as the frost on the ground. So when the children of Israel saw it, they said to one another, What is it? For they did not know what it was. And Moses said to them, This is the bread which the Lord has given you to eat. This is the thing which the Lord has commanded. Let every man gather it according to each one's need, one omer for each person according to the number of persons. Let every man take for those who are in his tent. Then the children of Israel did so and gathered some more, some less. When they measured it by omers, he who gathered much had nothing left over, and he who gathered little had no lack. Every man had gathered according to each one's need. And Moses said, Let no one leave any of it till morning. Notwithstanding, they did not heed Moses, but some of them left part of it until morning, and it bred worms and stank, and Moses was angry with them. So they gathered it every morning, every man according to his need, and when the sun became hot, it melted. And so it was on the sixth day that they gathered twice as much bread, two omers for each one. And all the rulers of the congregation came and told Moses. Then he said to them, This is what the Lord has said. Tomorrow is a Sabbath rest, a holy Sabbath to the Lord. Bake what you will bake today, and boil what you will boil, and lay up yourselves all remains to be kept until morning. So they laid it up till morning as Moses commanded, and it did not stink, and nor were there any worms in it. Then Moses said, Eat that today, for today is a Sabbath to the Lord. Today you will not find it in the fields. 6 days you shall gather it, but on the seventh day, the Sabbath, there will be none. Now it happened that some of the people went out to the seventh day to gather, but they found none. And the Lord said to Moses, How long do you refuse to keep my commandments and my laws? See, for the Lord has given you the Sabbath. Therefore he gives you on the sixth day bread for 2 days. Let every man may remain in his place. Let no man go out of his place on the seventh day. And so the people rested on the seventh day. And the house of Israel called its name Manna, and it was like white coriander seed, and the taste of it was like wafers made with honey. Then Moses said, "This is the thing which the Lord has commanded. Fill an omer with it to be kept for your generations, that they may see the bread with which I fed you in the wilderness when I brought you out of the land of Egypt." And Moses said to Aaron, "Take a pot and put an omer of manna in it, and lay it up before the Lord to be kept for your generations." As the Lord commanded Moses, so Aaron laid it up for the testimony to be kept. And the children of Israel ate manna 40 years until they came and inhabited the land. They ate manna until they came to the border of the land of Canaan.
感谢主，我们每一个第一月的主日，我们都是这种 double portion 的。我们今天就是星期六已经领了，所以今天会两遍，听一遍中文，再听一遍英文。
And so on the first of every month, we have the double portion of the blessing, one sermon in Chinese and then its translation in English.
其实不要小看华人教会在北美的这种双语的优势。
And so we actually have a significant advantage being a dual language congregation.
因为美国人最感到羞耻的叫美国人的意思就是他们只会说英文。
Because for the Americans, they're...
I'm talking you guys, small children, younger ones.
One of the greatest regrets they have is that they only understand one language.
But Mary is exceptional.
这个我就不用翻译了。
我相信这是一段很有意思的经文，你们想不想活在那个时代？
And so this is a very interesting biblical passage. I don't know if you would want to live in that sort of time.
记得莎士比亚有一个名著叫《李尔王》。
And so one of the great tragedies of Shakespeare is King Lear.
这个英王李尔王，他到年迈的时候呢，他决定把他的国土英格兰要分成三份。
King Lear, when he was old, decided to split his land into three portions to give to his children as an inheritance.
他有三个女儿，就觉得平分掉之后呢，以后他当分完以后，决定就流浪到这三个，不是流浪，愿意谁按他不同的时间到这三个孩子那里去住。
And then he distributed these lands fairly among his children, and then he traveled as his will to each of the children's lands to visit them.
所以在他分的时候，他知道他最喜欢的那个孩子，或者那个孩子最喜欢的是他们家老三。
And so, of all of the children, his favorite was his youngest.
他认为这孩子是最爱他的。
And he thinks that this is the child that is dearest to him.
因为这孩子平时就爱他。
Because she was always closest to him.
但是李尔王不是上帝，他做了一个悲剧的选择。
But King Lear, not being God, he made a very tragic decision.
所以他也要试验所有这三个女孩是不是真爱他。
And so he wanted to test how much his children loved him.
他说：“你们要来告诉我你有多爱我，每个人分别来。”
So he called them, and he asked them to tell him how much they loved him.
所以老大老二来到面前，把他们对他这个父亲的爱吹的是天花乱坠。
And so the first and second daughters, they talked up a great, you know, they made themselves sound really good about how much they loved him.
所以他爸觉得非常的中耳，真好听。
And he got what he wanted to hear, so he felt very happy.
所以他期待老三比他们要说的更好。
And so he expected that the third daughter ought be even better than them.
当老三来的时候，他觉得用这种方式，像他父亲这种讨好的方式，他觉得有点卑鄙。不是他平常这样，他平常怎么样，他就想对他父亲怎么样，所以他就说了平常的话来感谢他的父亲。
And so the youngest felt that she didn't need to use any special words to show her love to her father because she already loved him every day, and so she didn't talk herself up.
但这个没有满足他这个王的这个膨胀的心，结果他在大怒说：“老三，你怎么会这个样？”
But this.Was not what the king's ego wanted, and so he got very angry with her.
结果他把老三的财产分了一半，再分一半给了老大老二。
And so he took the portion for the youngest, split it in half, and gave it to the other two sisters.
然后把老三赶出家门。
And exiled the youngest from the land.
当李尔王真正退位的时候。
And so when King Lear truly retired,
他挨家挨户去跟女婿。住的时候
when he went to live with his children,
跟女儿住的时候
when he went to try to live with his children,
突然大梦醒来说哇这两个的确太坏了 evil daughters.
And then he discovered that his children were really not, very evil.
但是太晚了这是一个悲剧。
But it was too late, and it ended in tragedy.
我们人生的旅途上，其实也常常面临各种各样的考验。
In our travels, we also will meet many tests.
我相信这跟伊甸园我们的祖先失败有关系。
And this is because our ancestors failed at Eden.
当亚当和夏娃在那里第一次接受上帝的考验失败之后，这个考验就没完没了的在人间转。
Ever since Adam and Eve failed that very first test in the Garden of Eden, further tests continue to visit us.
从谎言和罪恶进入世界之后，从属灵角度来说，人类基本面临两类的考验。
And so since lies and sins entered into the world, we face two kinds of tests.
一方面是来自魔鬼堕落世界和我们自身的考验。
First are the tests from the devil, the fallen world, and our own selves.
所以我们称这个什么？试探。
These are what we call temptations.
另外一个我们知道来自上帝的考验，我们把它叫什么？试炼。
And then there's also testing from the Lord himself, and we call these trials.
从外表来看的时候。
And so from the outside,
非常的相似。
They seem very similar.
但是目的和本质截然相反。
But the goal and the content are completely different.
试炼是把我们要带靠近上帝，而这个试探呢，是让我们远离上帝。
Trials will bring us closer to God, but temptations will take us further from Him.
刚刚你听完的圣经故事，讲的就是以色列在旷野里面的时候所面临的这个试验。
And so what we, the Bible passage we just heard was the testing and temptation that the people of Israel received in the desert.
当他们面临这样的考验的挑战的时候，就发现有人真的是对上帝不满。
And so in these trials, we see people who complain to God.
还抱怨。
And so they were unhappy, and they voiced these complaints.
同时这个事情真是上帝设计的，上帝是要试验他们。
And we see that this was indeed a trial from God, that he wanted to test their faith.
不但如此，我们接下来看神试验不是停在试验本身，神是让他们来学会信靠他，上帝是那个真正的供应者。
But God's testing didn't stop there, but he wanted also to show them that he was the only provider.
操练他们真真是靠上帝而活的。
And so that they to train them to rely entirely on the Lord.
这段经文太丰富了，我们只能讲两点。
And so today's passage is very rich, so we can only have time to discuss two points.
我们想看旷野中的试探和试炼。
And so,
这是第一点。
One is that tempting and testing in the wilderness.
第二个，我们再看旷野中的供应和操练。
And second, we look at the provision and training in the wilderness.
这跟我们今天的生活太有关系了。
This is very relevant to our life today.
夏天完的时候，有很多人会进入大学。
At the end of the summer, many of the children are going to go into college.
有很多的学生从国外来到北美来学习。
And many people are going to come from overseas to go into college.
从一个角度是充满很多的祝福。
And so they come full of blessing.
但是因为新的环境、新的考验，把我们原来的东西都割断的时候，往往成为一个 trial period.
But because we are leaving everything we had behind, this is also a trial period.
所以我们现在来看这个旷野中的试探和试炼。
And so we see the tempting and testing in the wilderness.
我们先来看试探。
So first is the temptation.
因为试探上帝是有恶果的。
Because there is temptations in our lives.
这段经文我们就不用念英文了，我来念中文。这个在第一节和第三节，当时以色列从以琳起前的时候呢，在埃及出埃及之后，当时他们只是两个月的十五日，到了以琳西乃山的中间，就是还没有接受律法，在寻的旷野里面，以色列会众呢在旷野就开始向摩西和亚伦发怨言了，说我们巴不得早就死在埃及地。耶和华的手下，那时我们在坐在肉锅旁吃的饱足，你们将我们领出来到这旷野，难道是叫我们众人都饿死吗？
And so the verses 1-3, I've already read it. And again, this is, you know, so now at this time, the people of Israel had not yet gotten to Mount Sinai.
当以色列面临没有食物的时候，为什么一下就这么变得大逆不孝哈？
What happened to the Israelites? that they became so rebellious when they ran out of food.
我们知道有些人不在我们这边，不知道这出埃及历史，但是如果简单总结，他们经历过当时上帝对埃及人实在的审判，也经历过红海的事情。
If you were not here for the previous summons, then let me.
那在这十五章，那就在十五章。
Let me just quickly sum it up for you that they had just experienced the ten great miracles in Egypt, and they were saved out of the Red Sea.
上帝却保守了他们长子，让他们完好。无缺的经过红海，然后追兵都被淹死了。
But God saved their firstborn from the final plague, and all of them passed safely through the Red Sea and drowned their pursuers behind them.
但是人心究竟怎样呢？
But what is the human heart like?
有时候自己都不知道。
Sometimes we cannot even know for sure.
我们有时候要了解自己究竟是什么样的一个人的话呢，最有效的一个方式。
In order to understand what we are truly like,
就是面临考验。
We have to face trials.
不是你有意找的，但是你人生中就有很多的考验。
Then you don't need to seek these out yourself because they're going to fall upon you wherever you go.
最淋漓尽致表达这种揭示我们心灵世界的方式呢，我就是把人放在一个无依无靠的地方，就叫旷野。
So the fastest way to find out what you're really like on the inside is to put you in a place where you have no support and no resources whatsoever, and the Bible calls this place the wilderness.
经常抱怨的人注意了。
People who are always complaining, I want you to pay attention.
你心里的话一下都会出来。
Because when you're facing that kind of temptation, the words you hide in your heart will come out.
环境是什么呢？
What is the environment?
环境不过是一个试金石。
The environment is just a testing stone.
塞车的时候，你就可以反映出那些人的反应。
If you've ever been in a traffic jam, you know how that feels.
所以当这个你如果往下看第六到第九节中，摩西把以色列三次提到他们三次都在试探上帝。
And so we see the passage repeating three times how the people of Israel were actually complaining to God.
所以为什么把这两件事连在一起？试探神的方式，他们是说怨言。
And so they test God by complaining to him.
虽然他们口头上是抱怨他们当时的领袖了。
So even though at the time they were complaining to their leaders.
但摩西很清楚他们做什么。
But Moses knew what they were really doing.
因为摩西从来不想做这领袖，还记得吗？
Because Moses didn't want to be this leader, remember?
但上帝叫他来带领。
But God told him to take this job.
So, 当他们这样埋怨、说怨言的时候，实际上呢，是在埋怨上帝。
And so, when they complained to the leaders, they were really complaining to God.
摩西刚说完，你注意到那经文，马上就上帝就荣耀显现，来证明摩西的解释是对的。
And as soon as Moses pointed out that they were complaining to God, God Himself showed up to show that He was telling the truth.
为什么我说以色列人对上帝发怨言，就是在试探上帝，表明他们的不信？
So why is it that the complaints towards God is a proof that they were testing God and showing their unbelief?
上帝那时候清楚不清楚？
Didn't God know?
上帝在人小的时候训练他们的时候是云柱火柱可见的方式表明他的同在。
So as he was leading them out of Egypt, it was in a visible fashion with the pillars of cloud and fire.
在带领他们要进入将来的迦南，或我们这样讲的应许地的时候，上帝是一路保护。
And God protected him all the whole route into.
前面还供应他们的水的需要。
And He even gave them water.
换句话说，神已经用了无数的证据表明说我没有放弃你们，对不对？
And so God showed over and over again that He had not abandoned His people.
结果刚到中午，就说上帝不在了，没饭吃那时候。
But as soon as they ran out of food.
马上公审大会就开始了。
They opened a judgment.
公审大会就是这样的，把过去受奴役的情况描写了一片的光明。
And the nostalgia glasses came on, and they looked at their time in slavery with this such a beatific vision.
对呀，你看，说我们在肉旁吃的饱足，有点说今天的中国的生活，你就说哎呀，文革多好，或解放前多好。有的人是这样的，因为那时候大家是贫富的，都平均的。
And so, you know, you think about, oh, how beautiful, how wonderful it was at that time. It's almost equivalent to someone living in mainland China today thinking, wow, it was so much better in the Cultural Revolution because at least then we were all poor.
其实我们真的是这样的一个人，我们的情形就是这样，我们会 repeating.
And that's the way we are.
圣经说这是对上帝没有真信心的表现，像孩子一样。
So this is a sign that we really aren't as faithful as we'd like to think of ourselves.
有的时候是,
We're just like little kids.
有的时候圣经讲小孩子讲他们单纯是讲好的。
So most of the time, the Bible talks about children in talking about their childlike faith, but today we're talking about the bad side of being a child.
有时候小孩子比如说两三岁的时候你跟他上街他眼睛一不见或在家里他一不见你怎么样他就开始哭对不对一不见就是妈不在了就开始叫。
So in any of you who've been around very young children, you've had the experience that as soon as you step out of their line of sight, they get very upset.
很小的时候哭是一个信号, 表明我饿了。
And so when you're very young, you know, children will use crying to signal that they're hungry.
但是长大了以后还用这个方式来教的时候, 爸爸妈妈如果那样的叫惯。
And so, but as they get a little bit older, they start to notice that their crying has an effect.
他用这种方式来试一下父母。
And so they'll cry in a way to see how mom and dad are going to.
你在不在？你是不是在意我？
You know, are you still there? Do you still care about me?
那你们这个大一点了以后用的方式不一样了，不是简单。但是你的 why is just different, right? 哦，对不起，就是。
And so, you know, and as we get older, our methods are different, but the intent is still the same.
人们经常会对上帝说：“我是这个主宰。”会对父母说：“我是，你要围着我转。”
So we have.
你们是卫星，我是太阳。
So a lot of times. We as people, we like to think of ourselves as the center of the universe. Everything must revolve around us.
其实呢，我们这跟随耶稣基督的门徒，当我们人生其实也会走在这种旷野路上的时候，我们来到一个陌生的环境，你会发现，我们也面临这样的一个试探。And
so
我们可能会试探上帝。
Today, we as the disciples of Jesus, when we come into a circumstance where we don't know what to do, we also have this kind of reaction.
我们也会用眼睛所看见的事情做一个判断，决定上帝是不是现在同在。
And so we use our eyes to look at the circumstances around us to see whether God still cares.
当我们做出一个判断说上帝已经弃绝我们，上帝已经弃绝他自己最基本的应许的时候，我们实际在试探神了，我们不信他了。
And so sometimes we think that, well, God's already given up his promises, and God has left us to fend for ourselves.
怎么你还不出手啊? 我觉得时间都到了。
So we'll sometimes complain to God and say, where are you? Why haven't you shown up yet?
耶稣基督胜过魔鬼的一个试探的时候，大家都知道，就是拒绝什么？试探上帝。
So one of the temptations Jesus faced was the temptation to tempt God.
很有意思，魔鬼当时说，如果你是上帝的儿子，你看他在挑战他的身份，说你从高处跳下去，上帝会保护你，这是旧约中曾经说过这句话。
And the devil tempted him. He says, jump from this high place. God himself will protect you. And he even quotes from the Bible when he does this.
断章取义，说耶稣怎么样做呢？拒绝了。But
Jesus refused him.
因为一个常犯的试探上帝的错误就是说，我们说，既然上帝你这么爱我，为什么会让我陷入现在的困境？上帝，如果你爱我，我现在跳下去，你就会接着。对，是同样的事情。
So we often doubt God because we say, well, God, if you love us so much, how come our circumstances suck this badly?
所以我们马上就会有一个推论，说上帝，你说话不算数，我还得靠我自己来搞平这些事情。
So we often think, well, I can't rely on God for anything. I have to fight for this myself.
那记得约伯的受苦的时候，约伯的太太就是这样的心态。 Curse God, die. Sorry.
And so when Job faced his illness, that was what his wife said.
你就咒诅成去死吧。对，所以你看到当保罗在提醒新约的教会说同样的事情，在哥林多后书的时候，他第五章的七节说了一件事，他说我们行事为人不是凭的眼见，而是什么？凭着信心。And
so when Paul he wrote to the various churches, he wrote in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 7, for we walk by faith, not by sight.
所以的确，以色列人的过去的历史成为我们一个现在的平行的镜子，让我们也开始发现，当耶稣基督受死复活升天以后，他虽然成就了国度的基业，但是他现在不在这儿了，哈，在天上。And
so the people of Israel has become a mirror for us because when we living on the earth, we know that Jesus has already accomplished that first victory, but he's not here anymore. He's living in heaven.
所以我们肉眼看不见他。
So we can't see him with our physical eyes.
我们的慕道朋友也会挑战我们说，你是不是上帝给我看我就行。
And we get challenged by people who aren't believers all the
time.
Show God to me. Show him to me and I can believe.
如果我们也想这样做的话呢，我们就进入这个试探。
And so a lot of times we fall into the same trap ourselves.
我们今天仍然要相信神在眷顾我们，与我们同在，他在引导我们，仍然是靠信心来跟随，直到我们见他面。
Today, God is leading us so that we can trust Him, even if we cannot necessarily see Him work in our lives.
好，面对试炼的时候，一定要记住是凭什么？信心不是凭什么？眼见。
And so when we face trials or temptations, we must endure them with faith.
这个是试探的情况，我们现在进入来试炼，来看试炼的部分。
And then second, now we see how do we respond to God's trials.
如果第一部分你觉得比较容易，第二部分会比较难一点。
So perhaps temptations are easier to face, but trials are even more difficult.
第四节这样说。 耶和华对摩西说：“我将粮食从天上降给你们，百姓可以出去每天收这些东西。好，我好试验他们遵不遵我的法度。”到第六天，他们就去准备，然后比一天真是收的多。And
so again, Exodus chapter 4, the Lord said to Moses, "I will send grain from heaven to them." And the people can go out and take according to their need every day so that I can test whether or not they obey my laws.
你看面对人的不信的时候，上帝的信实很有恩典，他没有轻易发怒，反而供应他们每日的需要，这是很清楚的。不过，当这里说到说上帝要试验他们，还给出具体的细节的时候，我不知道你的感受是什么。
And so God's response to our disbelief is very gracious that he doesn't get mad, but he provides them. And yet there's a caveat. So if you read into the details of what he asks of us in return, how do you feel about that?
因为我们活在一个堕落的世界，我们自己也有问题，所以我们经常觉得这个上帝可能也是要害我现在，把我放到这个地方不管我，还是他有意的。Because
we live in a fallen world, it's very easy for us to believe that God is evil and he's put us here just to see us suffer.
但我们要说，虽然上帝是有意，但是好意。
So we have to remember that God is not only holy, but he is also good.
他要让他们自己来分辨他们的宗教情操是真的还是假的。
And so God wants to test whether their religious fervor is real or not.
在申命记第八章反映出这一点。当摩西现在我们讲的是在第一代的，申命记第八章是讲第二代要进入了，第一代已经差不多不行了，结束了哈。在那种情况下，摩西来总结上帝为什么试验他们。 这么长的时间，从本来的40天变成了多少？ 40年。
And so in Deuteronomy, as Moses is addressing the second generation, because the first generation had already perished in the desert, he explains why it was necessary to test the people for 40 years.
第八章的2到5节这样说，你们也要纪念耶和华你的神在旷野引导你40年，要苦练你，试炼你，要知道你内心如何，肯守他的诫命不肯。 他苦练你，任你饥饿，将你和你列祖不认识的玛拿赐给你吃，使你知道，人活着不单是靠食物，乃是靠耶和华口里所出的一切话。这40年，你们的衣服没有破，你们的脚也没有肿，你们当心里思想，耶和华神管教你，好像人管教儿子一样。
And you shall remember that the Lord your God led you all the way these 40 years in the wilderness to humble you and to test you, to know what was in your heart, whether you would keep his commandments or not. So he humbled you, allowed you to hunger, and fed you with manna which you did not know, nor did your fathers know, that he might make you know that man shall not live by bread alone, but man lives by every word that proceeds from the mouth of the Lord. Your garments did not wear out on you, nor did your foot swell these 40 years. You should know that in your heart that as a man chases his son, so the Lord of your God chastens you.
你说哈哈，我知道了，上帝不全知，你看他搞不清楚这些人想什么。And
so we think, well, isn't God already omniscient? Why does he have to need to know anything?
其实更准确的讲，全知的神在这时候要知道，让我们自己知道我们内心如何。But
the point of God doing all of this was so that we
看我们究竟是不是在一个特殊的环境中仍然是爱他的，仍然是跟随他的。So
that we know that we can still hold on to Him in any circumstance.
所以在这个试验中，上帝没有把所有东西去掉，他留给了一件最重要、最根本的事，就是上帝的话。
And so God did not leave us as orphans, but He gave us something that's the
我说那是最根本的。
The most basic, and that is His word.
刚我们唱诗唱的这些。
And when we sang the hymns, we sang about this as well.
因为上帝用他的话造世界，也维系着这个世界，最后还用他的话来审判，用他的话来拯救。
Because God used His words to create the world, to sustain, and to sustain the world, and one day He will use His words to judge the world.
我们先来想一下上帝的供应系统是怎么样，也许可以明白上帝为什么要做这件事。
So why does God, you know, so let's look at how God had provided to the Israelites to see.
通常的供应方式我们都了解。
We know that God uses the natural world.
上帝先用他的话造了这个世界，然后维系世界的一般的事情，所有的规律。太阳怎么转，月亮怎么亮。
And so he, God created the world with his word. And he,
阳光雨露，然后有这个，对不起。
And he sustains it, and he, with all the natural laws, and you know, the sun rising every day and the rain falling.
所以食物从农场里出来了，经过加工之后呢，我们到 Walmart 可以买到。
And so the food comes out of the farm and it goes through processing, and then so we can buy it out of the supermarket.
久而久之你就觉得说，哎，这个食物是在东西可以买来的。
And so as we experience this every day, we take it for granted. And we think, well, this comes natural. 记得我儿子小的时候，我说我们家没钱了。So I remember when my son was very young, we had hit a rough spot and we ran out of money.
他说爸不会啊，你到银行一取就有了。
And so he asked me, well, Daddy, why don't you go to the bank and get more?
所以我们都是看我们最直接的那个上限，对不对？
And so because our experience is are most immediate.
所以久而久之，我们真以为这些食物的跟随是不是上帝给的，是那个系统提供的。
And so we often think that the things that we get just comes naturally out of the system.
这个系统是上帝设计的。
Now that God had created and designed the system.
但人用惯了以后说的，这个不是上帝给的，这个是我们这样建造。
And but as we work, as we live in it, we often think, well, you know, I was able to earn, you know, I earned all of this.
所以神这次用特别的方式，不是用通常的方式，用通天上降雨的方式，降玛拿，降粮食，超越了通常的方式，让人无可推诿的相信这是神直接做的。
And so God used a supernatural miracle here, the gift of manna from heaven, so that there's no excuse that they see that this that even that all of our food is from the word of God himself.
然后的确相信和发现说，人活着不单是靠食物。乃是靠耶和华口里说出的一切的话。
And that man does not live by bread alone, but out of the word from the Lord.
摩西让他们不光相信上帝是一个行神迹的上帝，更要他们相信行神迹的上帝自己。
Because Moses wanted them to believe not only the miracles of God, but the God who makes those miracles.
可惜以色列人这一次的出埃及，从一个角度来说，他们的试炼是失败的。所以四十天化成了四十年。
And so we know that the Israelites failed in this, and that their 40 days in the desert turned into 40 years of desert.
所以我们今年现在也会面临的试探，那究竟面临试探或者试炼的时候，谁能够对上帝表忠心到底？
So who among us,
不光是外表的，内心的都有。
Could ever hope to live up to God's
standards? 从来不抱怨。肯定不是我。
Not me.
也不是安利男，我们两个都爱抱怨。
Or you know, or brother, I mean, he likes to complain as much as anybody.
Yeah, 然后我们在，但是你在路加福音的时候，我就发现很有意思。同样的，耶稣基督受洗之后，也面临试探和试炼两件事情，同时也发生在他身上。
So we know from the Gospels, especially Luke, that after Jesus was baptized, he too faced temptation and trial.
他说，圣灵引导他去接受谁？魔鬼的试探。
The Spirit led him into the desert to receive the temptation.
圣灵从来不会试探，但圣灵会试验他。
Of course, the Spirit is never going to tempt us, but the Spirit will test us.
但有意思的是，就是圣灵这时候，上帝却透过魔鬼都在上帝的手中完成了上帝的旨意。
And that God is even able to use the devil himself to achieve his will.
在四十天满的时候，耶稣饿了，对吧？
So in the 40 days,
第四章第二节,
in the 40 days, as he fasted, he became
hungry. 最饿的时候，四十天了。
On the 40th day, on his hungriest day.
魔鬼又同样说了，你如果是神的儿子，刚刚是跳下去，现在说，你可以吩咐这些石头变成食物。
If you are the son of God. You can tell these stones to turn to bread.
耶稣怎么回答？
So what did Jesus say?
经上记着说，人活着不单是靠食物，乃是靠神口里所出的一切话。Quote from Deuteronomy.
So Jesus quoted directly from Deuteronomy. He said, "Man does not live by bread alone."
我们来想一下，这个试探到底做什么
？So what does this temptation imply?
魔鬼的这个试探是挑战耶稣，让他用他自己的能力达成他的需要。耶稣可以用他自己能力的，他是上帝自己。
And so Jesus tempted, Satan tempted Jesus to use his own power.
达成他自己的目的，而不靠天父。
Now Jesus had the divine authority to do this. He was God's son. But Jesus knew he had to rely on the Father.
所以耶稣现在回答，他说，满足人类的食物的需要，远远什么，不如信靠天父自己来的重要。他就回答就是这意思。
And so Jesus' answer completely negates our usual idea of needs, in that meeting our physical needs is nothing compared to relying on God.
我们只有在旷野这种恶劣的环境中面临试探和试炼的时候，你才会学习依靠耶稣基督做成的这些事情。
And it is only in those kinds of situations where we really learn to rely on God Himself.
这种时候你才可能体验到对上帝的信任多么重要，必须这个信任必须超过对其他系统的依赖。
And our
包括取钱机。
Our trust in God must exceed any trust we have in any other institution, including the bank.
其他所有这些东西我都把它称为是拐棍。
Any other of these things are all crutches.
是上帝用来祝福我们的。
Yes, they are.Blessings from God.
但是如果我们对他的信任超过对上帝自己的信任
，But if we trust these things more than we trust God Himself，
就陷入偶像的崇拜。
Then we become we end up being worshiping idols.
除非我们反过来信靠他的话，因为他的话跟他是一体的。
And so we must rely on His word because His word will last forever.
这是为什么在哥林多前书我们以前用到这个，就是说。当我们面临试探的时候，说上帝总会什么给我们开出一条路来。保罗说，让我们可以忍耐得住。完了以后说了一句话，说让我们可以逃避偶像。我原来就不明白这啥意思。
And so in First Corinthians, we love to quote that scripture.
上帝就是要把这些拐棍去掉的时候，来表明他是实际上是背后的什么主宰。无论是用通常的方式来赐福我们，通过工作、学习、挣钱养家。这是上帝正常的方式，我们应该相信，或者是上帝直接的供应，这两个都是应该在背后都是要信靠谁？上帝。
And so, the verse says at the end, not only are we to escape temptation, but also the worship of idols. I never understood what that meant until I was preparing this sermon, and I realized everything that we receive in our daily lives, whether it is, you know, whether it is food or shelter or our jobs.Anything that we get is from God Himself. That we not only need to rely on those things, but also on God Himself.
所以你到了十一、十二节的时候，神就真的兑现了。你说你到了晚上就可以吃到肉了，到早晨可以吃到面包了。
And so He promised them, in the evening you will have meat, and in the morning you will have bread.
虽然以色列人是失败的，但是上帝怜悯他们。
So even though the Israelites failed.God was still gracious to them.
试验本身不是上帝的目的，试验让我们知道来依靠他，这是下面要做的。
Trials are not the purpose in and of themselves, but they are.
目的是要坚固我们。
They are so that we can rely upon God and strengthen our faith.
果然，我们到十三、十五节的时候，你看，这个叫这个叫什么？这个叫什么雀？不是，这叫鹌鹑。对对，鹌鹑，鹌鹑来了。然后到了十五节呢，第二天早晨呢，又有这个小白雾。
And so that evening, a flock of quails flew into the camp. And the next morning, they woke up to find there was some kind of something on the ground.
从这段到结束的时候，要告诉我们两件事情：第一个，告诉我们仰望上帝的供应；第二个，告诉我们需要被上帝来操练我们的信心。
And so these events tell us two things: that number one, we are to rely on God's providence, and second.That we are to be trained up in the work of God.
你看上帝怎么样在旷野中供应人的时候，十七节很有意思。他这样说：“他说以色列人就这样行，按照上帝说的哈，有多收的，也有少收的，以至于按照这个当时的担量，多收的没有余的，少收的也没有缺的，个人按着自己的饭量收取。”
And so verse 17 tells us something very interesting, that the Israelites went out and gathered. Some gathered a lot, some didn't. And when they measured it out, the ones who gathered a lot didn't have any extra left over, and the ones who didn't gather a lot didn't have anything missing.
我认为马克思是从这地方发明这个共产主义的，因为他是一个牧师的儿子，真的。所以我们的就是说中国大陆出来的人，我们的这个唱红歌是很接近这个宗教敬拜。
And so I believe it is from phrases like this that Marx developed the idea of communism. And the really ironic thing is Marx himself was the son of a minister. And so that's why so many trappings of communism have the idea of religious fervor in it.
对，我们的盼望也是多收的没有余，然后少收的也没有缺，真是上帝的供应。
But we as Christians, we know that it is only through God that we truly achieve the idea of every man according to his need.
很有意思，保罗这节经文第十七节在哥林多后书保罗的八章十五节引用的时候是用来在另一个方式上，很有意思。And
so Paul uses these passages to encourage the brothers and sisters in 2 Corinthians.
Chapter 8, verse 15. 然后他鼓励哥林多人呢，要慷慨大方，跟那些贫穷的弟兄姐妹分享上帝丰富的供应，不用藏着掖着。Because
he used those passages to encourage the people of Corinth to share with the less fortunate brothers and sisters, and to not hoard things for themselves.
不然的话呢，到时候太阳一出来就化了，就没了。地上有财宝，耶稣讲过很多这样的事情，不用重复。
And because we know what kind of opinion Jesus had about the treasures of the world, and we don't need to go over that again now.
所以我们都知道，这个Hudson Taylor去中国内地会的时候，他就真确实相信上帝的应许。所以他开始这个机构的时候呢，他就透过祷告，直接交通，然后上帝来送东西给他。And
so when Hudson Taylor was starting the China Inland Mission, He believed very truly that this was something God wanted him to do. So he didn't do any special fundraising events. Instead, he went straight to God and he prayed all of
the
So we're hoping
那些就是 middleman 哈，中间商人全都 cut 掉，费用像降低很多。
Online theological ministry is facing the same thing. We are hoping to practice that sort of faith before God, that we can just cut out the middleman and go straight to Him, because He is the ultimate source.
其实我们都知道，无论是自然的供应还是超然的供应，背后都是上帝。
Because whether it is natural or supernatural providence, it's all from God.
我们需要都是用信心来祈求。
And so we are all to come and ask before God.
在全球经济危机的时候，基督徒怎么样面对我们的失业、我们的挑战？
So how are we supposed to face the current global economic crisis as you know some of us are maybe losing our jobs?
上帝会忠心忠实的供应我们的基本需要吗？
Will we be able to be faithful that God will still provide our daily needs?
我们愿意把上帝给我们的礼物跟别人分享吗？
And then are we willing to share the things that God has provided to us for?
我们知道UCF有些学生过来。
So we know that you know every year we get new students from.
我们住在Oviedo的很多家庭打开家门，让他们住在中间。And
many of our brothers and sisters open their homes.
我们不过做的是徒手治疗，很简单。So
this is.
吃顿饭还别人帮我们做饭，然后别人帮我们洗碗。This
is the simplest task that we could do because oftentimes our guests end up cooking and cleaning for us.
但是当你这样做的时候，你的心是很满足的。But
when you do that, it's really good for your heart.
上帝的同在真是在那里。
And you really experience God's.
但如果你只是围绕着自己转的时候，
But if you just do things according to your own needs,
人是活的不是丰盛的生命。
That is not the kind of life God wants us to live.
有机会行善的时候叫行，帮助寄居者，这是在出埃及里讲的。
That we are to do good at every opportunity.
除了中国人之外，你有没有注意到最近，索马里因为大的干旱造成大量的难民？
So you know, our eyes should not just be on people who are like us. You know, if you open the news every day, there's always something going on in the world. Just like for right now, Somalia is experiencing a huge drought.
很多的儿童真是被饿死。And
there's people starving to death, literally.
World Vision 在中国也做过这样的施工，他们现在在这里做，就不是你可以上网去奉献，很容易奉献。
And so there's all sorts of different you know organizations, such as World Vision, that are going on and ministering to those people. To those people.
我真是意识到，如果你发现你自己的大后方，你最后的供给者是上帝，不是你手中现在的工作会不会丢， 而是上帝自己最后做供应的时候，你其实不会那么紧张，你会很乐意分享你现在的东西，不然到时候太阳一出来就没了。
And so if you can understand,
人什么时候走都不知道。
If you can understand that your ultimate provider is from God Himself, then your life is so much more stress free because you understand that no matter how tightly you hold on to it, it has no use to you because you don't even know if you're going to be alive tomorrow.
当我的奉献做传道人的时候呢，我爸妈妈呢就很非常反对，我爸呢就回家了。他说透过这个儿媳妇供应我的学，他我爸是基督徒，透过儿媳妇的供应呢，我脸上不好，所以我就回去了。
And so when I decided to become a minister, my parents are very, very opposed. And my father, who was already a Christian, he said, I can't stand the idea of having my daughter-in-law provide for me. And so he went back.
然后呢，我跟别人分享这个的时候呢，其他人都觉得说，哎呦，那你是做上帝的仆人，所以你这个一定上帝会供应的。
And so when I share with other people about this,They're like, well, you know, you're a servant of God. Of course, God's going to provide for you.
对，我跳过了。我们这几年上帝从来没有缺过我们哈。但是我就发现，难道真是这样吗？他说我是平头百姓，所以上帝会不管我的。
And so they say, well, I'm just a regular layman. God's not going to care about me. Is that really true?
主导文，耶稣是这么教导的吗
？Is that what?
是所有的执事长老你们都没关系，所有的弟兄姐妹你们都不给供应的。每日的饮食今天赐给陈彪，不赐给其他的人，是这样说的吗
Does the Lord prayer say that give 陈彪 today his daily bread and that's it? That only the elders and the pastors get to receive this promise from God?
他是给我们所有的。
No, this is a promise to all.
一切信靠他的弟兄姐妹。
Anyone.
最基本的需要，从根本上来说，都是上帝给的。
All of our basic needs are from God.
越基本越不要钱。
The more basic it is, the more free it is.
太阳
the sun,
阳光
the sunlight,
水空气
water, air.
但水现在要钱了，因为污染的缘故。原来水不要钱的。
Now, of course, because of, you know, the terrible pollution that we're experiencing, we have to pay for water too. But, you know,
当我们想完这些的时候，我们真要来想供应我们上帝的供应我们的时候，有一个更重要的目的，就是让我们预备在整个的旷野生活中成为唯独敬拜他的子民。
And so the point of God providing for our needs is for a higher goal, and that is so that we can become people who worship Him and Him alone.
这个需要每日的操练。
And so this is something that needs to be trained every single day.
你看，从第二十二章二十二节一直到后面，你就发现上帝就告诉他们怎么样取，然后第一星期五的时候就拿双份，以至于星期六就是安息日的时候呢，他们就已经有了。已经他们讲到说明天是安息日，所以你们守圣，不用去工作，不用到外面去捡这个。
And so as we keep reading, we see how God continues to train His people, and He specifically tells them the day before the Sabbath, you are to take a double portion because on the Sabbath there's not going to be anything. You are to rest.
古之那些听话的人呢，那个第二天那个饭真留着呢，但有些人就不相信，因为其他的时间不是这样做的。
And so some people, they obeyed and they experienced God's miracle, but some people, they still wanted, they still weren't sure.
二十五、二十六节，你注意看的时候，他们说，明天你要出去也找不到。然后呢，但是人就是有一些不相信的。
But some people, they're just the type that they say, you have to show me.
有一些百姓中，你看二十七节就说去找，什么也没找到。
And so some of the people went out to look and they couldn't find anything.
你要说你们不肯守我的诫命，要到什么时候？我告诉你这个可以 double portion， 你就不愿意相信。
And so again, God spoke up. He says, "Why are you doing this to me?"
人是一个不见棺材不落泪的动物。
Because we are the type of people that we have to see everything for ourselves.
我们太习惯凭眼见，不是靠信心生活。
We are so not used to believing things by faith.
我们多少人都是原来从没有安息的日子变成有安息的日子的人。
And so we have all.Experience that we came from a state of not having peace.
当我们工作学习一繁忙的时候，我们第一个 sacrifice 就是敬拜他。
Because when things get busy, the first thing that gets sacrificed is worship.
难道上帝没有预备吗
？Did God not prepare?
我们为什么要在安息日工作呢？星期天不来敬拜呢？虽然我们把它叫礼拜天哈，我们大部分礼拜天不一定是来敬拜和休息的。
So maybe, you know, even today when we're coming into this hall to worship, we might not be coming in with an attitude of worship.
原因可能平时该做的没做，对不对？
So maybe because we've neglected our usual duties.
所以我女儿就训练她自己要在星期天不做事很不容易。
That my daughter experienced that it was very difficult for her to arrange her schedule so that she didn't have to do anything on Sunday.
那现在已经学会了。
But now she's learned it.
哎，还有一种呢是害怕。
And another is that we get afraid.
这是大多数中国人在北美的问题。如果我们不去星期天上班，我不是在讲星期天必须工作的那些人，我在讲就是说你不需要有这个问题，但是呢你还是这样做的，因为怕别人淘汰你或者老板炒你。
And I'm not talking about people who actually have to go to work on Sundays. I'm talking about, you don't actually have to go to work on Sundays, but you put in those extra hours anyway because you think, well, if I don't, then I'm expendable and I'm going to get fired.
其实上帝这个六加一的生活形态不光是在创造的次序，在这个出埃及记特别讲这是个救赎的模式，从奴隶的状态进入自由的，其中就可以选择我今天怎么做。
But God gave us that model of living life this way is not only because He created the world to work that way, but it is a model of redemption that we can enter into rest and we can choose to live our life.
在星期天这个敬拜的时候，我觉得还表明另一个，就是我们真正在耶稣基督所做的救赎大功中安息了。
And that
不是要自己再挣得了。
And that we are to experience today that every when we come into sitting here every Sunday that we are truly experiencing the rest of God.
刚刚我们带领敬拜就讲了，说我们即使不完美，我们仍然神可以接纳我们。
That we're not perfect. Our brother shared during worship earlier. We're not perfect, but God still accepts.
他讲到我们的心灵的诚实，我们个人真正内里的情，这个真实。
That we are to come before God with pure hearts.
但是我们更要加一句。
But there's one more thing.
所有的不完美都在耶稣基督里 cover 了。我不是要 correct 你的 theology， 但是实际上真正是这样。当我们在这里想的时候，我们不完美之所以能够被接纳，其实我们良好的动机没有做完，是在基督里被接纳了。
And so I would like to add just a little bit that the reason that God accepts us that despite our imperfections.Is that our imperfections have been hidden?
我们今天也仍在进入这个永远的安息的过程中。
And so today, that is how we can enter into.
我每星期这样的做，就是在操练我们的这个习惯。上帝造人是一个习惯性的一个活物，让人。
Because we have to work our habits by doing this every week.
需要时间来培养的。
Our habits. We have to train ourselves in those.
好习惯是培养出来的，坏习惯也是培养出来的。
Whether they be good habits or bad habits.
圣经中不断地提醒我们叫什么？脱下旧人，穿上新人。
And the Bible always tells us to take off the old and put on the new.
我们教会比过去有很好的进步。敬拜的时候九点多钟就有来练习了。
And so I see that our church is really
improving. 十点钟才开始敬拜。
That we can come and gather.
五年以前我们教会十点钟开始敬拜的时候呢，只有一半才到。
So a lot of times, in the past, people would always be late.
那我们现在都知道，如果你来朝见宇宙万物的真神的时候，你的心态不是要外表取悦他，你真是觉得说这个敬拜是满足你心灵的需要。
But the important matter is not just looking good in coming here, but that we are here to see the Creator of the universe Himself to fill our needs.
让我们可以停下来欣赏他为我们所做的。
And that we can stop and really admire.
我提醒这些经常加班加点在星期天干活的人哈，你如果你算一算，你好好算一算，你星期天干的活是不是真正让你有收获的时候？大多数情况，我发现是否认的，因为你要看你平常怎么安排哈。你如果你发现是徒儿劳动的话呢，我觉得你应该转向上帝预备你的创造和救赎的模式里面，磨成他儿子的样子。
So those of you who are working overtime hours on Sundays, I want you to really sit down and make an honest assessment. How much of that overtime work is really doing anything for you?
很多时候我们不相信这件事会是这样成就，可你从来没有试过。
And so maybe we've never really honestly tried that, so we're not willing to.
所以圣经特别鼓励我们这些人在主日的时候来为不朽坏的食物劳力。他已经提供我们最基本的身体的需要，你今天是来为什么劳力的呢？
God calls us.
神的话。
God calls us to work for the food that will never go bad.
成为一个门徒的人。
To become people who are blessed.
那结束的时候我讲一个故事。
At the very end, I'd like to share a story with you.
昨天我们去参加一个 葬礼 安息礼拜。
Well, yesterday we went to attend.
我们教会大概有二十个人左右去了。
And 20 of the brothers and sisters went.
很多人只是为他祷告，不认识这个叫李海章的弟兄。
And many of us only heard of our brother Li Haizhang, who we've never met him in person.
李海章博士在65岁的时候去世，他在光电领域是一个蛮杰出的专家，有很多的 patent.
And so he was a man who was at the very tip of his career in optics, and he passed away at 65.
他女儿分享一件事，他女儿是个基督徒，他说在他爸突然在去年的一月份给他打了电话，说我决定要休息一下。
And so,
早点退休。
Before it was discovered that he had terminal cancer, he had actually had plans to retire early.
结果两个月之后就发现是这个 colon cancer 的晚期。
And then 2 months later, he discovered that he had colon cancer.
但是感谢主，在他后期的时候，他认识了主。在今年的一月份，他归向主；在四月份，我们为他受洗；到五月份，为他受洗。
But we thank God that in the last days of his life, he came to know Jesus and we baptized him.
但这个弟兄呢，在我们受洗的时候，受洗前那次我跟他谈话的时候，他说他有一个很深的遗憾。
And so before he passed away, I had some chances to talk to him, and he said, "You know, I have a really great regret."
他说我没有办法跟。这些弟兄姐妹一块去敬拜。
Because of my condition, I cannot go and worship with God, with the brothers and sisters together.
一同享受主日敬拜给我们的满足。
That I cannot share in the joy of worshiping God on Sunday.
我盼望我们今天的人能够把我们的工作和敬拜安排好，在上帝的创造次序里面，在上帝救赎的次序里面，看见上帝的智慧，成为一个有智慧的人。
I hope that today we can all have the wisdom to arrange our lives so that we can worship God.
我们一同来祷告。
Let us pray.
主，我们谢谢你，你带领以色列人离开埃及进入应许地之前，你安排了他们40天的旷野路。
Lord, we thank you so much that before you led the people of Israel into the promised land, that you gave them time in the desert.
你要考验他们的信心真伪。
You wanted to test their faith.
但是因着他们的不信靠不顺服
But because of their lack of faith,
这40天的路程变成了40年的路程
this 40 day trek became a 40 year trek
一代人倒闭在旷野里
and an entire generation of people fell in the desert
主我们今天站在耶稣基督的恩惠里面
today as we stand before you in your grace Lord
已经进入了上帝的国度
we have already entered into the kingdom
但是国度仍然没有全然临到
And yet the kingdom has not yet fully arrived.
我们仍然要经历许多的危险网络试探试炼。
We are still to experience much danger and traps and temptations and trials.
究竟我们的结局是进入将来的新天新地。
Is our ultimate goal destiny to enter into that eternal kingdom?
还是死在信仰人生的旷野路上。
Or that we are to perish in the wilderness.
谢谢你今天给我们确据。
Lord, we thank you for your promise.
核心在于我们是否依赖这个从天上赐下的真粮。
That we know that we need to rely on the true bread that comes from heaven.
真正的生命就是耶稣基督。
And the true source of life, and that is Jesus.
供应我们路上的需要。
To provide our needs.
经历那位四十天旷野中没有食物的情形，仍然走了出来的圣子。
And that we can experience that we can triumph even though we had no food for 40 days, just like Jesus did.
而不是靠着我们自己力量来走这个旷野路。
And not try to walk by our own strength.
道路是很清楚的，求主赐给我们智慧的心。
And the road is very clear. We ask that you give us wisdom.
愿主祝福我们在座的每一位。
May the Lord bless those of us who are sitting here, every one of us.
都成为领受。天上真粮食的人
so that we can be the ones who receive the true bread from heaven.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.